for Salada Foods, Bill Dreiley speaks up.
The biggest thing to happen this week came in long hair and tight pants. Britain's Beatles hit Toronto like Hurricane Dora hit Florida. It was pandemonium from the time they arrived to the time they departed. The Beatles at the Gardens tore the roof off with the help of 32,000 goggle-eyed fans. Girls fainted and cried and screamed for joy or sorrow, or whatever it was. They fell by the dozens on city streets, and police and St. John ambulance people carted them off like battle or Beatle casualties. The city had never seen anything like it. From royal tours to Elvis Presley, nothing had captured the kids the way the Beatles did. They left here with $93,000, and the Gardens made enough to cover the Maple Leaf training camp expenses. The Beatles went on to Montreal, and not quite the reception they got here, and then headed for Florida and the fringes of Hurricane Dora. While they wouldn't riot for the Beatles, French-Canadian flag burners did riot for separatism to start off the week. Something like 60 went to jail after burning the Union Jack and tipping cars on their sides. New Hampshire had a meaningless riot. 10,000 teenagers had one last window-breaking fling before settling down to school books once again. The Canadian flag issue finally got out of the Commons, allowing it to get on with more important business. The flag went to a committee of the House, and after the committee reports, the debate will go on in the Commons again, but at least there'll be 6 weeks without it interrupting the business of the country. Fears were expressed again this week about the Queen's safety when she visits Quebec. Fears expressed in British newspapers and in the Commons here. In Quebec, a bulletproof car will be at the service of the Queen, and a special anti-riot squad of 20 men will ride behind her in a specially built anti-riot vehicle. Quebec firemen will have hoses strung out on the streets, and they'll be prepared to use them. It sounds like a nice, friendly reception coming up. This is Bill Dreiley for Salada Foods, and Sheriff Mashed Potatoes, I'll be back Monday at 6.
Jungle J. Nelson here, and I was out at Thorncrest Motors last night, and next to Beatlemania, this has got to be the most exciting thing that has happened in Toronto for a long time. These Ford Customs are just going like wildfire, and I'm not surprised because the price tags are just unbelievable. So if you're interested in a 1964 Ford Custom, see Thorncrest Motors, Dundas, and Islington Avenue today.
The Bob Mack Show is back, so let's get going.
I got every reason on earth to be mad, 'cause I just lost the only girl I had. If I could get my way, I'd get myself locked up today, but I can't, so I cry instead. I got a chip on my shoulder that's bigger than my feet. I can't talk to people that I meet. If I could see you now, I'd try to make you sad somehow, but I can't talk right instead. Don't wanna cry when there's people there. I get shy when the dark is there. I'm gonna let myself away, hey, but I'll come back again someday. And when I do, you better hide all the girls. I'm gonna break their hearts all around the world. Yes, I'm gonna break them in two. I'll show you what your loving man can do. Until then, I'll cry instead. I got every reason on earth to be mad, 'cause I just lost the only girl I had. If I could get my way, I get myself locked up today, but I can't talk right instead. Don't wanna cry when there's people there. I get shy when they start to stare. I'm gonna hide myself away, hey, but I'll come back again someday. And when I do, you better hide all the girls, 'cause I'm gonna break their hearts all around the world. Yes, I'm gonna break them in two and show you what your loving man can do. 'Cause till then, I'll cry instead.
Cry instead, boy. There you are. That's done by the Beatles. Chum Time and the Bob Mack Show is quarter past six. 66 degrees is our thermometer reading. And I'd like you to pay very close attention to this message.
We've kept Toronto warm for 90 winters. Let's plan your warmth for you. Oil heating at its best means
Elias Rogers.
With Surefire Service, too.
A new furnace or oil burner if your old one wears out? A new furnace or oil burner if your old one wears out? Yes, that's what Elias Rogers offer in their new complete home heating package. You get furnace cleaning and oil burner tune-up, plus 24-hour burner service, replacement of any oil burner parts, motors, fans, controls, and inside tanks. And if you need it, during the year, a brand new furnace or oil burner to replace your present one. You pay only $32 a year for this whole package when you buy your fuel oil from Elias Rogers. Telephone now.
For sure, fire service and delivery you can trust, just call
Elias Rogers.
CHUM, the station the Beatles listened to in Toronto.
Save it, save it, save it at Save It. You can save on those back-to-school items at all three Save It stores. Now you take your youngsters to Save It and get them outfitted for fall at fabulous pre-fall savings. Girls' cardigans and pullovers in Orlon, Antron, and Suedeen fabric, $6.98 value, but look, get this now, Save It's pre-fall price only $1.99. Boys' corduroy casuals in brown or navy, neat and trim, sizes 6 to 12, a $2.95 value, only $1.99. Yes, you'll save time and money today at all three Save-At stores, Thorncliffe Marketplace, Dixie Plaza, and the Young at Steeles. It's 22 past 6, 66 degrees in Toronto, time for more music.
I just moved in my new house today.
Gene Simmons.
Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something to give me the creep. Had one big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the freeze. He did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet that sound like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I bought this house, now you know I'm bald. Ain't no hang gonna run me on. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. The coffee was a boiling in the pot. The grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, there sat a man. Pots and pans. Say that's hot, I began to shout. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank a hot grease from the frying pan. He said to me, now you better run.
Don't be here when the morning comes.